You know, Frederick Douglass made the statement, it's easier to build strong children than it is, you know what I'm going to say, than to repair broken men, and I would say women. That is so true. And today here at Intentional Living, we're going to wrap our minds around the power that we see in living an intentional life in the area of parenting, and even bring it down to the narrowness of one thing. What one thing are you doing? What one thing could you be doing? One thing that would make the single biggest difference in the life of your children. And one of the ways you can determine that would be to ask yourself the question, if I woke up tomorrow and whatever the parenting concerns I have or grandparenting concerns I have with my children had magically vanished, disappeared, been healed, what would be different? What would be different? And that'll help you get focused on, okay, now what one thing should I be doing that would honor God, benefit my family, myself, my kids in that area? And we got stories of people with the power of one thing. Love to have you join in. What one thing are you doing or you'd like to get started doing so we can encourage you, pray for you, and help you break that inertia today? 888-888-1717. Let's go. The phone line's open. I'm here live in the studio. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Along with Stephen, who produces the whole show here, he'll be taking your calls. And Ray's on the board today. Ray, welcome, and appreciate your help. 888-888-1717, the power of one thing for parents.
Hi, my name is Rochelle. I have been a stay-at-home mom for over 8 years now, and I have just recently realized that during all these years, I have been dealing with my children and not building loving relationships with them. By the grace of God, I am going to begin to rebuild those relationships with my children.
I just wanted to make a comment about how to be intentional about spending time with your young children. I'm a very busy mom. I work at business in my home. I'm a worship leader at my church, and I incorporate my kids in everything that I do.
There you go. Listen, it comes down to one thing. You know, if you were to do one thing consistently as a parent, maybe something you're not doing now or stop doing one thing you are doing now, for the next 30 days, I can almost guarantee it'll be a transformational experience in your life and the life of your kids and your family. If you're a yeller, and come on, yelling is the most ineffective approach to parenting, but if that's something you wrestle with, if you knock that one thing off for 30 days, it'll surprise everybody. They'll say, what's wrong with mom or dad? But for the next 30 days, it'll be transformational, that one thing alone. Or maybe, as you just heard in that comment, I'm so busy, I don't really stop and listen and pay attention to what's going on in my children's life. You do that one thing for 30 days to start paying attention, to listen, get down on their level, see them in the eye. This could be adult, by the way, children as well, young adults. Not just little ones. It'll transform your parenting. If you and your spouse, if you're not on the same page and there's bickering and disagreement, then the kids see that and play the game of mom against dad or dad against mom. If for 30 days you stand together in loving encouragement and support, it will transform your family. So it comes back to this thing. What one thing could you do? Will you do? Frankly, that would make the biggest difference, do you think? Or is making a difference? Either proactive or you're doing it now. Give me a call. Let's talk. 888-888-1717 is the number. Victoria, you're first in New Mexico. How are you today?
I've been better.
Oh, what's going on?
But I'm okay.
What's going on?
I'm just under a lot of stress. And I'm a single mom of two teenagers that both have severe mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And we're starting family counseling tomorrow.
That's good. How are you doing? I mean, when you say severe mental challenges, mental health challenges, what's going on?
My son has attempted suicide multiple times, and my daughter has severe depression and PTSD, and it's just, it's a mess. And I'm really hoping that family counseling will help resolve some issues. We've been doing individual counseling and MST and all of those things, and I'm just really hoping that family counseling is the answer we need.
All right, so your kids are getting some individual counseling for some of the issues they're facing personally.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Well, Victoria, how are you doing? I mean, I think that's kind of a silly question. You're obviously under a great load, but what's holding you up right now?
Sometimes I get mad and I feel like maybe God is out to get me when I know that's not the case.
Yeah.
I just sometimes I question why can't it be easier?
That's a fair question, and there's no parent listening that could really argue with your experience, what you're feeling, and you're holding up because you're sort of the orbit around which your kids are passing right now, and you're there kind of keeping all the gravitational pull and trying to keep everything together. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, and I know that's hard. Who do you have in your life, or what do you have in your life that's helping you, encouraging you, keeping you in your orbit?
My mom and the Church of Christ has been amazing. The pastor is a call away, and he lets me cry anytime I need a moment. And I'm so grateful to have a loving church community and to have my own counselor, Michelle Chavez, and everything. It's been a blessing.
That's good. So you're plugging in some of the things you need, getting some counseling and help for yourself, for the kids. Let me tell you, the story isn't all done yet, Victoria. It's not all written yet. I mean, right now you're at the low point. And of course, our prayer is that you'll be able to call us back in 6 months, a year, and say, wow, God did an amazing thing. We don't know what the future holds. That's why we have to be focused on today. And I say to you, Victoria, and everyone, the areas that we can't control over, we need to control. There is a God allows us to control. Our thinking, our words, our next action, those are things we do have control over. But you know what? We don't have control over necessarily what our kids are thinking or what they're going to do, especially as they get older, you know, get to the teen years and into young adulthood. And we can have influence in their life. And in your case, saying, hey, we're going to get into counseling. Let's do some talking. Let's see if we can do some healing. And there's probably issues that as they get out on the table could be helpful for you all to discuss as a single mom with these precious young people. And that'll be our prayer. But remember, the story's not all over yet, okay? Even though you feel like it today. Can I pray with you?
Yes, please.
Okay, Father, I do pray for Victoria. She's somewhere in New Mexico today. But you know exactly where she is. You know the exact coordinates of her life and her heart and what she's facing, what she's going through with these young people that she loves and heartbroken to see what they're facing, what they're going through, and how they're struggling. But Lord, we know there's healing, and we just ask for that. I mean, we're just bold enough to say, God, you could touch this family and heal them in ways we can't imagine. But more than anything, we want your will in their lives, in the life of Victoria and those young people. And we pray that during this family counseling time, there can be some healing, there can be some insight, there'll be some encouragement and some progress. Protect the lives of these folks, these young people and mom, spiritually and otherwise. Be with them. Help them to see that you've given each of us a hope and a future. Help them experience a little bit of that hope today. And I pray for Victoria that she'll experience a little bit of that hope as well. In Jesus' name.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Now, we teach at Intentional Living about getting mad enough, right? We say get mad enough, to change, get mad enough to honor Christ, get mad enough to say, I don't want to be this way anymore. And one of the problems that people have when they're emotionally weak is that they don't follow that little formula that we use, MAD, mindset of Christ, right? Because our emotions are driven by our mindset, what we tell ourselves. That's why the scripture tells us whatever is true and right and admirable and praiseworthy to think on such things. For the letter A, they don't have an attitude of confidence in Christ, because many people who are emotionally weak are not confident in who they are in Christ. They don't know who they are. So there's a sense of responding out of this emotionality. And then for the letter D, making the right decisions for life and establishing the right habits. Get mad enough, your life will change. That's an excerpt from 10 Things You Can Do If You Have Someone in Your Life You Love Who Is, a little emotionally weak, like walking on eggshells when you're around them. It's our featured member lesson this month. It's available on our website in our member exclusive area for those members who are supporting the ministry, and we thank you for that. You have a little passcode to get in there. Those of you joining us will make sure you get that as well. However, I want to tell you there's tons of really helpful resources available to everybody at our website. This is just something special and exclusive for our members that we've put together. So as you join us in support, one way of saying thanks. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on that little donate icon or call 888-888-1717 and press number 2. Today, we're going to be praying for those who are calling, because there's a lot of powerful one things going on that are going to change lives. Victoria, our prayers at Family Counseling will be one of the breakthroughs for you guys. Let's find out for Jasmine what's going on in New Mexico. Hi there. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What's your one thing that's going to make a difference in your life?
Well, today I started my recovery journey from drug addiction. I started going to counseling and other recovery services in my community. And I'm a single mom of two young girls, so I'm... I'm in need of prayers for my recovery journey to remain sober.
Amen. What brought you to this point? What woke up today and said, hey, I'm starting this, I got to get going?
It was just a wake up call from God and what He wants me to do, like to do God's will, and it's not to be an active addiction anymore. That was never God's will for me. And I woke up and started listening to God's will.
Amen. You feel you got a good support system ready to go to help you?
Yes, I have my family and I have other counseling services that I just joined. And I have my clergy, my church that I go to.
That's great. Let me ask this. We got thousands of people listening, Jasmine. Thousands. Here and around the world. If you had one thing that they could pray for you today to multiply whatever I can pray for you, what would it be? What one thing do you want? What do you desire more than anything?
To help me with my sobriety journey.
To get sober and stay sober, right?
Yes, exactly.
It's going to make a difference. How's that going to make a difference? You already kind of know. What are some of the things that are going to happen as a result of this that are going to be really positive in your life and the life of your family?
I'll just be more present, more involved, and more serving God.
Amen. Let me pray with you, Jasmine, as you start this journey, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Lord, I do pray for Jasmine. She's starting a journey today, and she knows, as we all do, Satan's going to be hiding in the bushes, trying to trip her up in many different ways. You know, this is a journey. I just pray that you give her success, and the team she's put together will be there to help her and walk with her, and that she could call back here in a few months and say, praise God, I've been free. And this is the difference it's made. Well, thank you for it. Amen. Thank you, Jasmine. We'll be praying for you. Zadina in California, how are you today?
Hello, I'm good.
What's your one thing?
Thank you, how are you?
Good, thank you.
My one thing is lack of the fruit of the Spirit of God towards my in my life completely. I've been serving the Lord for quite some time, but when I get angry, I tend to swear. Mostly, me and my daughter, we butt heads a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the fruit of the Spirit. I know it. You know, I'm trying to practice it every day, but it's hard. The love, joy, peace, forbearance, yeah, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, which I really do need prayer for. And just to speak with my daughter and her also with me, more respect towards each other. They know the Lord, but it's our anger that gets to us. And sometimes I end up even cussing at her and her at me. And we just, and then we feel so terrible afterwards. Yeah. We don't talk for a couple of days. And it's just something that I really want to work out in my life as a Christian. And it's very important in my life to, I've changed a lot throughout the years. I used to also be a drug addict, and you know, we partied a lot. My family is in entertainment, and so it's pretty hard to change that lifestyle, yeah, when you're so close knit with your family. And I know that the Lord is with me. I know that I am the prayer warrior in my family's life, and I cannot have arguing coming out of my mouth and praising the Lord at the same time. And that's what I want to be an example. My kids are grown, and they have kids of their own, but it's just mostly me and my daughter butt heads a lot. And well, I really want to have a more closer relationship with her.
And you're heading in the right direction. And I would encourage, listen, the good news is this is Holy Spirit stuff is really,
yes,
bringing this to your attention. The fact that you care about it and you're, yes, sensitive. We've got a lot of people listening and couldn't give a rip about profanity and how they treat their family. And the fact that, mm-hmm, you do shows you, that, in my view, that the Holy Spirit's doing something in your life. Now, I want to ask you something. You said you came out of you've come through a pretty difficult path. Let's stop for a minute and give some praise to the things you've, what are some things you've made changes in your life to this point that you want to give God credit for? I want to hear, what are some things that are different about you today than they were when you were at your low point?
God is an amazing God. He's omnipotent. He is everywhere. And his illuminating light, I could not even live in his presence because he's so amazing. And I know that he is a forgiving God. And some of the things that he has done for me is this last time I was on drugs, he gave me the power to quit without even going into a rehabilitation center. I'm thankful for that. He has given me a heart for people, a heart for prayer for people. He's given me so many things in my life. He's given me my life back. I've almost lost my life a couple of times. And even my son, Jesus, the devil tried to kill him before he was even born, and a couple of times after. And I know that God's hand is on my family. Everything that we have done, everything that we've been through, everything that Satan wanted to happen in my family has happened. And I'm just so thankful, amen, that God has covered my family to bring us out of it.
All right, listen.
To bring us out of all of it.
Zadina,
thankful for that.
Zadina, you've got a long list of things to be grateful for that God's already done. And you're just, you're on this path. You're saying, Lord, I want to be intentional. You've been intentional in my life, and I've chosen to follow you in this area and this area. Now, this is something I want to deal with. Your Holy Spirit is convicting me about my language and my relationship with my daughter.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. You know, the Bible says, by the way, anger is okay. It says in the book of Ephesians, be angry,
right,
but don't sin. And see, that's the point. It's not the emotion. It's not that you feel angry. I mean, that's just part of the, mm-hmm, human condition. I get angry and someone, mm-hmm, cuts me off on the road. And I know I'm supposed to pray for them. And that comes after they get about 2 miles down the road. But seriously,
right,
anger is a part of life. Let me ask you this. What one thing could you do in the next 30 days, really practical, that would help you be victorious in this area of cutting out some of the profanity and being able to relate to your daughter better? One thing.
to fast and pray.
All right. Well, that's good. So you're asking God, fasting, praying, asking God. What's another thing you can do when you encounter that moment when she says something? Oh. She pushes your button and you're ready to be Mount St. Helens and blow your top. What's one thing that you could do at that moment?
I'm just going to ask the Lord to put it in my mind to keep my mouth shut.
Okay. You know, we talk about some of these little things like count to 10 or walk around the block, but those things can sometimes work. And maybe you could talk to your daughter and say, listen, we both want to be victorious in this. We're both struggling with this. What's one thing that you and I can agree to? Because it sounds like it's you and your daughter. What's one thing that the two of us could agree to whenever we feel like we're going to go over the top and come up with something that two of it works for you? Whatever it is, no cookie cutter thing. I don't have five answers for you. Do this and everything's fine. But you and your daughter do. Say, honey, I love you enough that this is something I need help with. I want to be victorious in this area. And I know you do too. What's one thing that we can try that'll next time we're ready to blow off at each other? I don't know what it is. I don't know. You could be as creative and unique as you need to be, but to find that one thing that works for the two of you. And that's the power of one thing for 30 days. I promise you, you do that, Zadina, along with that praying and fasting for God's direction, and your relationship with your daughter is very likely going to be transformed.
Is there a person in your life that's difficult to love right now? In Dr. Randy's teaching, Love the Emotionally Sensitive, you'll learn how to care for emotionally struggling people while remaining healthy yourself.
How do we love an emotionally sensitive person? We are to be long-suffering. We're to be kind. Also, we've got to be intentional. If we're not intentional in dealing with a person, you're going to get sucked right into the emotionality of the relationship.
Start your year right and support intentional living with a monthly gift. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special New Year opportunity. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, the Bible says to us, and I believe it, that God's given us a hope and a future. And if you're not feeling that in terms of your parenting, that's what we're talking about today. It probably leaks into other areas of your life as well. It could be in your finances or your marriage and other things. And here at Intentional Living, we teach and believe and have seen and witnessed in the lives of people who discover what God's intention is, which is good and healthy. And then break it down into, how do I break the inertia, the stuckness, as it were, the pattern of the path I'm on, and break it by saying, what one thing could I do? One thing starting today with God's help, one thing reachable, touchable, doable for the next 30 days that would break the inertia and get me started in the right direction. And today we're talking about parenting. Maybe it's 30 days of no criticism, 30 days of praying for my kids, 30 days of not offering so many questions or suggestions, or 30 days of holding maybe my son or daughter accountable, you know, being tough and when I need to be. Whatever it is, but one thing for 30 days. Transformation begins a little bit at a time over time. And intentional living is bringing God glory, which it does when we follow what the scripture teaches, and then doing what honors him certainly brings benefit to our family. All right, if you want to join in, by the way, we're going to wrap up here in a couple of minutes, and we're going to record for a show that will air tomorrow. Same topic. You want to join in one thing. Maybe you have a parenting question. You want to find one thing. I'm happy to talk to you. 888-888-1717. Scott's on the line in Michigan. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Yes, this is Scott Palmer calling. I would like to have reconciliation with my niece and nephew from Grand Rapids, Michigan. They kind of strayed away from the family after their dad died. He died in 2021 due to alcohol poisoning.
Mm. Why can't you just get in touch with him? What's keeping you from connecting with him?
I'm not able to call him.
Why is that?
I have a hard time dialing the numbers on the phone.
Oh, so it's more of a just... You want to do it, but you got some physical limitations that keep you from really having the strength to do
it. Yes, I do. Yeah. I'd like prayer.
Well, I'll pray for you. In a minute here, do you have support around you that can help you in some of these practical things, making a phone call, texting, or
from my church? If I can get, I don't have his number.
Yeah.
If I had his number, I could probably call him.
Well, who helped you call me?
I probably called him.
Did you have help calling me?
I just remembered your number.
Okay, so the part of the concern, Scott, doesn't sound like so much I can't make the phone call, but I don't know what number to call. And maybe that's the one thing. We talk about power of one thing. Here's your one thing, Scott. I'm gonna try to figure out where they are. I'm gonna start by calling somebody I know who may know them. The proximate kind of a principle. Somebody who knows them, maybe I can connect with them in order to connect with them. Or an address and send a letter or a text if you have an email. But one of the things you can do is just say, hey, I want to connect with them, but I'm going to reach out to the best of my ability to connect with them. Let me pray with you. Father, pray for Scott. You know what's going on with him in his life and challenges he's facing. We can hear that. And I just pray you give him courage to maybe make another phone call. Somebody else who can connect him, who knows, third party to his niece and nephew. But even if he can't connect some way or other, Lord, through the Holy Spirit, let those young people know that they've got an uncle in Michigan who cares. And maybe they'll reach out to him. I pray that you'll minister and give Scott a path to know what to do next. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I think the theme's coming up, isn't it? We're done? Yeah, okay, we're wrapping up the show today live on this Thursday from our Center for Living an Intentional Life in Jesus Christ, all made available because of so many wonderful people who have helped us, prayed for us, financially supported us, and we need your help today, frankly. And if you want to know more about the ministry, go to theintentionallife.com. I'm going to stay in the studio here along with Ray and Steven. We're going to record the show. We do this because we're here. We got the calls so we can record for tomorrow. We're going to hear from you, and then we'll air that show tomorrow. So a prayer request, a question about parenting, or what one thing you want to do or one thing that's going on right now in your family that's making a big difference, give me a call, 888-888-1717. Have a great day. I'm Randy Carlson, Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.